Welcome to this audio introduction to Lava at the Bush Theatre. Lava is written by Benedict Lombard and performed by Ronke Dekaluojo. Her character is known only as her. The audio described performance will be on Thursday, the 5th of August, and will last for approximately 75 minutes with no interval. There'll be a touch tour at 6:30. When we take our seats, the performing area is open to us, surrounded by audience on three sides. The set comprises a huge broken-down packing case. It's about 4 meters high, propped against the brick wall at the back of the performing area. A label attached to the flap at the top says this way up, and projected onto the flattened sides are two large posters depicting pages from a passport. It stands at the top of four curved black steps, which span the width of the performing space. In front of these, and thrusting into the centre of the performing area, is an expanse of black flooring, just a few metres high. This curves in a waved pattern towards the front row of audience seated facing the performing area. The black floor space in front of us is empty, but to the left are four broken-down Corinthian columns. They vary in height from 1 to 2 meters and stand at precarious angles. To the right of the steps is a series of three rough square blocks. The bottom edge of everything is etched with a narrow band of dark red magma. Ronke Dekaluojo is the only performer. She's a slender, attractive young black woman in her late 20s who first appears from the audience before launching into a wildly energetic dance sequence, working with every inch of her body in a series of moves which provides an introduction to the piece. As she dances, she turns her wide, infectious grin on us, or glances our way with a coy smile. She has huge, expressive dark eyes, which can sparkle with mischief, but also darken in frustration. Ronke is dressed in a buttercup yellow jumpsuit, which allows her freedom of movement, both as she interprets the music which begins the piece or roams the stage as she shares her story with us. From time to time, she perches on one of the blocks, sitting with her knees wide apart, her feet planted firmly on the ground. Her jumpsuit has wide legs and fits closely at her waist. Her arms are bare, and the back of her jumpsuit is split to the waist. Her hair is hidden by a brightly patterned head wrap, while on her feet she wears brilliant white trainers. During the performance, other characters are heard as voiceovers. As she tells her story, she will represent her mother, stooping, moving, with flat-footed shuffle, one hand resting on her back, and also her boyfriend. Now she moves with a relaxed stride, her face a puzzled frown, and her arms stretched high to allow her hand to rest on the back of her head. That concludes this audio introduction to Lava at the Bush Theatre. Oh.